Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny. Yesterday, President-elect Joe Biden outlined a transition plan and four priorities for day one in office. Those key issues include COVID-19, economic recovery, racial equity, and climate change. In this hour, we'll preview a Biden-Harris administration with Evan Osnos, author of the new biography, Joe Biden, The Life, The Run, and What Matters Now. But first, we'll talk with East Bay Democratic Congresswoman Barbara Lee about Oakland native Kamala Harris's historic election as the first female vice president, as well as the first black person and first Asian American to hold the office. That's next, after this news. Welcome to this morning's forum. I'm Michael Krasny. Joining us now to talk about Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's victory is East Bay Democratic Representative Barbara Lee. She has served in Congress since 1998 and won her own re-election last week. And welcome, Congresswoman Lee, and congratulations on being re-elected.
Hi, Michael. Hi, all. Glad to be with you, and thank you so much. And let me take this moment to thank my constituents for placing their trust in me and once again voting for me during the last election. And also thank everyone in the Bay Area specifically for helping call into Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan. I mean, the Bay Area really not only helped in the California elections, but did everything all over the country to help this Biden victory. Last week, we were with Governor Newsom in San Francisco, calling into Pennsylvania with other elected officials and activists. So the Bay Area really helped bring this victory about, and I just wanted to say thank you to everyone.
And the Bay Area saw jubilation and dancing in the streets, and not only because of the election of Joe Biden, but in many ways, because, well, home gal, Kamala Harris, and someone who you know very well, and I have known for years, was and is the vice president-elect and has broken barriers, not only as a woman, but a woman of color. This is extraordinary for many people, and this is certainly inspiring for many young people who see her now as a model, young people who can be inspired by her.
Listen, I am just ecstatic. I am so excited, not only for Vice President-elect Harris and California, but for the country. Because, yes, you're right. Now, little girls, girls of color, African-American girls, South Asian girls, girls really can't believe now that they can achieve the heights that they, you know, are seeking. And they see now that many barriers have been broken for them. And, you know, I couldn't help but think of the person who got me involved in politics. And that was the first African-American woman elected to Congress, the first black woman to run for the presidency, and the first African-American to run. And that was Shirley Chisholm. And Senator, Vice President-elect Harris and I have talked a lot about Shirley Chisholm. This was like 52 years ago, mind you. And so I know that the grounds that the groundbreaking agenda and breaking through so many barriers by Shirley Chisholm and by so many other women of color and African-American women actually led to this day. So I am so proud of Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, but also so happy that now the hard work and what we have wanted and been waiting for and fighting for, we finally broken through.
Also marks the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, granting women the right to vote.
Absolutely. And that's a big, big deal. But you got to remember now, women of color, African-American women did not actually receive the right to vote until the 60s. And so there were many years that African-American women had to fight for this right to vote. It wasn't until the Voting Rights Act passed that the black women were really able to achieve that equality of opportunity.
We just heard, by the way, we're talking to Barbara Lee, who is East Bay Congresswoman, and talking about Kamala Harris's historic election as the first female vice president, as well as the first black person and first Asian American to hold the office. And we do want to hear from you. If you want to give your responses to this momentous and historic election of not only Joe Biden, but Kamala Harris and Barbara Lee reelected, we'd like to hear from you. You can email us right now, forum@kqed.org. And Congresswoman Lee, there's been a little talk even right before we went on the air about who's going to be named by Gavin Newsom, the governor, to replace Kamala Harris. Your name has come up. Can I ask you to address that?
Well, it's an honor to be on the list, but I think he laid out what his criteria will be, and he certainly will make the decision based on who he thinks will best represent California in the Senate. And I'm listening to all of the, what did he say, the vexing kind of analysis that he has to make. He'll make the right decision, and he's being very methodical and thoughtful about it.
Could I also ask you sort of to weigh in now on the fact that the legitimacy of this election is being questioned. And in fact, I can't help but think about when we talk about Senator Harris, Donald Trump referring to her as a monster and all these legal challenges now, voter fraud. Presumably, if the country gets past all this, you'll also have to possibly work with Mitch McConnell again and a Republican-dominated Senate. That depends on what goes on in Georgia in January with two elections slated to go there. But in all likelihood, the House of Representatives has, well, fewer members and not necessarily the power that it had and is divided among itself.
No, I don't think so. We have to remember now, this was a presidential election, and while we won big time, the Republicans turned out big time for Donald Trump. And so many of the voters in some of the swing districts had Donald Trump voters. But Speaker Pelosi, our DCCC, did a phenomenal job in maintaining the majority in the House. And we know who Mitch McConnell is. And we're laser focused, though, on Georgia. I know my constituents are helping now, like they did in the Biden-Harris election, to make sure that we win those two seats in Georgia. So we have to focus on what it's going to take to really help take back the Senate so that we can move forward with the agenda to address COVID-19, to deal with the economic recovery, you know, the priorities, racial equity and climate change, which the Biden-Harris team has laid out. And so we have to win in Georgia. And we're not shy of fights, but we want to have bipartisan kinds of legislation, because right now this COVID pandemic is wreaking havoc on the country. And when you look at the rates of infection and the deaths and destruction in black and brown communities, this is terrifying. And so we have to have an administration, and hopefully Mitch McConnell you know, knows right now as we go back to Congress that his constituents also are dying from this virus. And his constituents need the kind of help that we put forward and voted for twice in the HEROES bill. I mean, right now we need to make sure that our state and local governments have the resources so that our first responders and our essential workers aren't laid off, so that they're protected, their jobs are protected. You know, in the HEROES bill, you know, we have the extension of the addition of the unemployment compensation, the direct assistance, more funding for our small and minority-owned businesses, you know, more funding for contact tracing and testing specifically targeted to medically underserved communities. So we have a lot of work to do now to get this virus under control. And so we have to do a lot at one time, play defense and offense. And we know who Donald Trump is. And we know that he for years has said he wouldn't accept the results of an election if he lost. And so we're prepared with the lawyers, and we're prepared to move forward in this peaceful transition and take over when, you know, we intend to take over. And that's in January as President Biden and Vice President Harris, because they won the election.
Talk, if you would, about, and by the way, you can get in touch with us on Twitter and Facebook. We're at KQED Forum, or email any questions you might have with the time we have with Congresswoman Lee to forum@kqed.org. I'm just wondering what kind of a role, and presumably a preeminent way, you foresee for Senator Harris in this administration, particularly in terms of leadership.
Well, as vice president, I think, again, President-elect Biden said, you know, and I know this because I served when he was vice president, she'll be the last person in the room to provide her ideas, to provide her her input. And why it's so important is that she has a perspective that has never been put forth before in the White House as a woman of color. Her mother, her late mother, was a scientist. She believes in science. She understands what research and scientific support for our scientists, our medical community, our healthcare professionals, our workers, what that really means. And so I think that this broader perspective, this lens by which she will focus racial equity and justice, climate change, economic recovery, and COVID-19, and all of the other issues that we must address. I think the lens that she's going to bring and the added value and the fact that she is a partner side by side with President Biden will actually strengthen President-elect Biden, but also will strengthen our country. And certainly Kamala is a woman who understands how we have to bring people together. She's a unifier. She's a fighter, but she also respects people. She cares for people. And so that added type of perspective and input and sensitivity, because, you know, people are hurting. People have been terrified. I think we saw it on election when the vote was called, people in the streets celebrating. People have been worried, anxiety ridden, traumatized by the last 4 years. And she understands that. And so that sensitivity, that understanding of where people are is so important to have her in the White House reflecting that also.
Yeah, when you're talking about partnerships, I can't help thinking about the fact that she brings the first gentleman Jewish husband into the White House as well, Doug Emhoff, her lawyer husband. Let me read some comments that are coming in. Laura writes, thank you, Ms. Lee, for all your amazing work. And Laddie tweets, I've been going back and forth between hate and fear of Donald Trump and what he's going to try to do to hope and joy for Kamala and Biden. Particularly been thinking about how we finally have a woman as vice president-elect. I feel like the GOP are taking this grand moment away from us. Congressman Lee, some response to that?
Don't feel that way. Now, by profession, I'm a psychiatric social worker. I have my MSW from UC Berkeley. And I just want to say this, these emotions are real. And these emotions are to be expected in terms of the fear. Donald Trump for the last 4 years has been a divisive individual. He has been he has promoted the worst in what we could ever experience in this country. And so fear is real. And so many people are anxious and traumatized and worried. But we have to have hope. And we have to, and I think we saw people joyous and hopeful. We have to make sure we remember that the light does outshine the darkness. It really does. And that fighting and achieving our goals is not easy. And as a Black woman, I know that. And I have to just remind you that, you know, when I was growing up, my parents were stationed. My dad was an Army officer and wanted to purchase a home in San Leandro. Couldn't because he was Black in his uniform. But still, I represent San Leandro today. And so,
Congresswoman, we've got to say goodbye. We're up on a break. Thank you and congratulations again on your victory.
Okay, thanks again. Nice being with you.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.
Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.